I'm Darren, for those who don't know, and we are glad that you are here this morning. And I don't know if you could tell from those pictures, but pretty much everybody had a spot to be or to serve. That is probably one of the most exciting things that I enjoy about VBS, soccer camps, these kind of extra ministries that we do as a church. Because Sunday morning, I mean, our worship team, I mean, we have a rotation of people, and sometimes new people get involved in that. Our welcome people, like, there's a lot of routine, and there's the roles are kind of defined, and people are filling the things, the ushers and the greeters and the coffee people, and it's all plugged in. But when we do something like this, something extra, it's like all hands on deck. We need everybody to make this thing work and to make it go. And it's encouraging and exciting because you don't always know who's going to step up and how it's going to go. Sometimes you might even say, this is who wants to be a small group leader. We've never seen him do it before, but this is who wants to be a small group leader. How's it going to go? And it is always so exciting and so encouraging and rewarding to see how God first uses his people, and also how people step in and they fill these roles, and we get to see something new out of that person that we've never seen before. And often, so often, that's Jesus. And that's exciting, because sometimes we don't see him. We don't open our eyes. We don't experience that. And so this week at VBS, I believe we saw Jesus in many different ways. We saw him answer prayers, and I want to give you guys an opportunity, because I see a lot of workers, people who are here this week, a chance to say something. So we do have a microphone up in the balcony, and Emery, would you mind coming in and helping me? So, how did you see God this week? How did you experience God this week? What would you like to share with the church, those who are there? Maybe it's just a story or something that you saw. This is your chance to share. So,
while you're still thinking, it's really cool. The music team came together really late, but it was so essential. It was another piece that really, really helped what went on, helped us connect with God. And actually, the tech didn't work at one point, so we didn't have the words of the music up there, but that's okay. We could still do the music, and the tech got working. So it was more than a time filler. It was an incredible blessing in many ways. And there was men and women, and you saw in the picture, sometimes pulled some kids up there too. But having male leaders at something like VBS is really powerful. So yeah, I just appreciated that whole dynamic, and praise God for it.
Thank you, Gary.
It was a great week. I was helping in the kitchen, and like Darren said, it's neat who kind of you get to work with that maybe you don't know from before or you haven't really gotten a chance to meet. And I got to work in the kitchen with Elsie Coolin, and it was so great to work with her and get to know her and hear a bit of the story of her life and that kind of thing. Another thing was that one thing that was a little disappointing sometimes is that one family would come out on Monday and then they wouldn't be there the rest of the week. And I felt kind of disappointed about that, and you wonder, well, is something not going well or what's going on with that? And then, you know, we talked to some other people and it's like, well, actually life just came up and they couldn't make it the other nights. But the cool thing is that even though they were only there one night, it opens the chance for conversations with them as people continue to be friends with them, and it opens up different conversations that they wouldn't have maybe had otherwise. So it was a really great week.
on this side, Emery, over here. Just go through.
I really appreciated the food a lot. it gave Joanna a break for cooking for me, but it was incredible food. And what I really liked is sitting with different people, and actually got to know some people a little bit better that I maybe normally wouldn't visit with. And that was kind of a highlight for me, was actually the fellowship part of it. So.
Yeah, so true. And the food was huge for us too, like to come as a family for us and serve together as a family and not have the stress of, what are we going to eat? We got to eat. And it was a huge blessing for us too as a family. Thank you.
I was taking Zach home from swimming lessons on Tuesday, and I thought, oh, what do I need to take out of the freezer for supper? I don't have to get anything ready for supper. So yes, the food was a blessing in our house too. Do you want to say something about the food?
Sure. Well, I also like the food because you could take however much you wanted, and you could get filled up on stuff you liked.
On Friday, I was tired and just feeling worn out, and I was feeling kind of down. I just thought, oh, what did we actually do this week? So this service is really encouraging me. But I know that it's when we're down that Satan wants to attack us too. And I'm thankful for people in my life that I can just share that with, and I could just text somebody and say, I'm kind of struggling right now. And I appreciate the family of God so much. Just watching the family work this week, being there for each other. And one thing that we learned was what justified means. And I don't know if anybody heard it in the song, justified means you have a new label. And in the video, it talked about how we have the sinner label, and that's taken off of us, and we have the righteousness label put on us. Our label has changed. And I don't know if I've ever heard it explained quite so simply that I really, really got it. And so I've just, in feeling, what have we done? What did this week really mean? And stuff like that. I thought, it doesn't matter, because we are labeled righteous. We don't have to worry about our sinner label anymore. We have a righteous label on us.
Thank you, Beverly and Zach.
Well, I was doing the registration for VBS, and there was about 112 people registered for it, so that includes volunteers as well. And I went through and I did a tally of people that maybe weren't connected to our church. Maybe they attend a church elsewhere, or maybe they're not involved in a church. And there was 40 of those people that were not connected to our church. So I just thought I'd share that with everyone. And yeah, it was just a really great week. I really enjoyed it. And just the curriculum too. The videos were really helpful in explaining things, as Beverly mentioned, and I really learned a lot, and I hope we can do it again. Some of the comments that I heard from people that don't attend our church were just, it's really good to be able to talk about things like faith, because maybe you don't get a chance to talk about those things at your workplace, or so we had some really good interactions during the adult sessions that I was with, and also heard comments that the food was really good too. So yeah, it was great.
Thank you.
Yes, I helped this week as well with music and with being an adult group facilitator. And it was really neat to have that conversation in the small groups together. And it always amazes me how even those who haven't come to faith in Christ just have such good questions. And one example I have is Phil Vischer, the leader of the video study. He likened this world to an amusement park, and he likened this world to an amazing amusement park that is wonderful and great, but it's broken. It's got some bugs in it. It doesn't work properly. It's broken. This is a broken world. And the one young woman that was in a group with me said something to the effect that if your God is so powerful, and if your God is powerful, why doesn't he just fix it? And I just encouraged that person. I said, you know, as Christians, that's a kind of a plea that we have too. We plead, come Lord Jesus, come. Fix this broken and weary land. And so that was a real good starter to further conversation I've had with her. Another example is other people in my group saying, well, I just had an aha moment tonight. I was brought up in a church believing that God chooses me and I don't choose God. And just the freeing nature of the video series, just to say, wow, this is something new to me. So those are a couple of things.
Thank you, Pat.
I really enjoyed VBS this week. As a family, it was great for us. It was so fun for us to see our kids get excited about the ideas that they were learning, and also to just be able to... I've never experienced a VBS like this before, where it really is like, as a family, you get to enjoy it together, and you're not all split up and dropping kids off and stuff, and... That was really, really good. I felt like it helped us bond with our church and with our family and even people that we'd never met in the community before. And also, I got to help lead games, and we had a really fun time, and I enjoyed the energy that some of the groups had. And so on that note, I just want to say the small group leaders did amazing. It's kind of the same thing we always see with youth, where it's like, you can be leading something, but if you don't have those people that'll come in beside and shepherd and disciple, who really know the kids well, then it doesn't happen very well. So the leaders were like right in there and cared so much about the kids. And so I think all the kids that I saw looked like they were having lots of fun. So it was good.
Thank you, Shauna.
I just want to say that I thank God for being part of VBS, even though at home. I'm getting used to stepping aside sometimes when it's necessary. So thank you. We enjoyed praying for people and praying for VBS, and we are glad to hear that God was working.
Thank you, Leo.
Sorry, I forgot to say one thing. Also, I think what I enjoyed most about this is that this VBS was really covered in prayer before anything ever got started. And I know that the people who were leading it brought every decision to God and listened to him and sought him. And it's just so cool, because then we can sit back and know, God, this was yours. And you did a work here, and the glory is to you. And we don't need to feel, I don't know, proud or frustrated or anything like that. We can just feel thankful to be a part of it. So thank you for those people who based it on prayer.
Maybe one or two more people have something they want to say. Well, thank you for those who did share. I'll bring that. I have a couple testimonies or things to share that people wrote down and handed to me. And three of them talked about God just answering prayer in their own week of trying to remember names, trying to remember people, to feel like God was behind them in their stepping out of their comfort zone to connect with people. Does that make sense? And I was really encouraged by that, because that becomes part of their testimony. The one that I wanted to read from is Tanis's. I didn't think Tanis was going to share. I promised her that if she wrote something down, I wouldn't make her say it out loud. So she wrote something down. But she talked about how her day was going for this week, and that included her work. So she was working beforehand. So this is what she wrote. I work with seniors for my job, and I love going to work in the morning and seeing one end of the lifespan, and then coming here to VBS and being on the other end, going from conversations with the elderly to chasing kids all around. But focusing on serving God all the same was really cool. And I loved sharing with seniors from our church that are now in LTC about the new VBS that we were doing. And they loved hearing the stories. Thank you, Tanis, for sharing that. Why would we as a church do VBS? Sometimes I think it's important to ask those questions, because we sometimes get locked in to doing them and we don't ask that question anymore, and we just get to the point where we just do things because, well, that's how we've done them. I know we used to do soccer camp, and soccer camp was awesome, and a lot of the things that we're hearing now, we heard afterwards when we would always debrief soccer camp, and I think it says something about our church that we were willing to not make soccer camp happen this year. Instead to say, okay, God, we're grateful for the years of soccer camp. We're grateful for the people that led that, and thank you for using the gifts and talents for that. But we see that they're stepping down, and we're not sure what to do, God. And God brought people up who had another desire in their heart, a desire to see a VBS happen. And actually, the cool thing, like Shauna said, so I'm not one of the people who is championing that. Yes, I'm up here, but I wasn't in charge of VBS. But I got to see God stir in the hearts of his people in his church. And they came up and they said, hey, we think we should do something like this. And they met with Pastor Gary and myself, and I remember praying with them, and we took time to sit and listen. And we said, okay, God, we put everything out there, and what do you want us to do? And we sat there and we listened, and we just were quiet. I don't know if you do that when you pray. I don't know if you take time to listen, because it's hard. It really is hard. We live in a busy world, and often our schedules keep us going and keep us on the go. But we took time to listen. And I remember after this listening time, we said, let's take a few more days, and we're going to get back together, and we're just going to share. What is God laying on your heart, pressing on your heart? And you know what was actually kind of exciting for me? It was very clear to me, God said, Darren, I'm not going to tell you what we're going to do. I'm going to tell them, and I want you to support them. And I was like, okay, I can do that, God. But I had to set my own agenda, my desires of like, well, this is what I think, I've done this before, and this is really good, or I've seen this, and I had to set those things aside and just say, okay, God, you're going to reveal what you want to do to others, and I'm going to be behind that. And so when we came back together, I remember saying that and just saying, I don't have an agenda. I'm not supposed to have an agenda, actually. I'm supposed to come as a support role for what God brings to the table here. And it was really cool to have this idea of a family VBS. I've never been a part of it. And so often, we put everyone in silos and we say, the little kids go over here and the older people over here and the young people here. And there's a time for that. There's a strength to that. I'm not saying that that's bad. But it was nice to shake it up a little bit and mix it up. And I do know that for all of us there, we were like, how's this going to work? We're going to need a lot more people. And God answered our prayer. And he gave us what we needed. Gary referenced the worship time that would start off. Actually, that's not true. What would start off our VBS was there's a prayer time going on in here. And the faithful prayer people would come and pray. And then our small group leaders and those who are able to would join in. And there'd be a prayer time before the meal, inviting God to do what he was going to do. And after the meal, we came in here and we had a time of worship. And Gary touched on it. It was a really cool thing because the worship spanned generations. We weren't serving one demographic in our time of worship. Bonnie, from what I could tell, looked like she was the leader of the worship team. I don't know how it all went or who actually was. But Bonnie invited us, invited my kids, to be who they are in worship. To not feel like they just have to be still and straight. But invited them to be loose, invited them to jump around, invited them to shout. And she did it by example. That's the exciting thing about VBS. And then we would have a teaching time, introduce a topic, and Beverly would do that. And Beverly invited different people into that activity time. And it was really cool because, well, first off, you didn't know who she was going to pick. So there's a little bit of nervousness. But after she chose who was going to be involved, it was a great time together, a great time of seeing different people involved. And of course, the kids always loved it. And some dads would be like, yes, I'll be involved too. Or some moms, yes, I'll be involved. But it was good to see families do those things together. We would watch a teaching video, and then we would break up into our small groups. And it wasn't games we were playing, but rather it was activities that had a teaching point to them. So it was through that moving and doing things with the young people and the children of saying, hey, this ties into a bigger principle, something deeper. As you're searching, like for me, I led the youth part. As you're searching for these puzzles have to go together a certain way. They just can't go any way they want. Speaks to how Scripture has a plan. It's just not random stories that people just recorded down. Pastor Gary led the conversation here with adults, with parents. Not all parents, just adults. But they were invited into a conversation to go deeper and to be reminded that our faith isn't for ourselves. And we need to be passing it on. We need to be having conversations with the next generation. And while all of this was going on, there was two other teams at work. Like the kitchen crew was cleaning up. Mike was back there faithfully doing the dishes for us and making sure everything was ready for the next day. There was a nursery team looking after the younger kids who probably wouldn't do as well sitting in a small group going through an activity with a teaching time. Janessa was leading that, and I was very thankful to have her leading and watching over our kids so that I could serve in another way. And of course, we would all come back together and wrap up with Chester Wiggett in the Bible, What's It? And as Gary said too, it was fun to see how energy grew as the week went on. These journeys that we go on, that we're a part of, we see these in Scripture. We see people in Scripture all the time. And I'm not going to get into it, but I was totally reminded of like we're doing the book of Mark as a church right now. And Mark is the author of it, but he's telling Peter's story. And Peter was one of Jesus' main disciples. And Mark is recording his account. And it has been so cool. I hope you see this journey of the disciples and what they're going on. And how Jesus is challenging them. He's taking them where they're at, but he's challenging them and moving them forward in their relationship with God. And Peter's journey doesn't end just in the book of Mark, but we see it carried on in the book of Acts as the church is trying to figure things out. And one of the things that jumped to my mind is Acts 10. You can go home and read it later. But it's one of the things that I think a lot of people enjoy about Peter is he's got a big mouth, right? Like he says things quick or he acts quickly. And we identify with that because he often made mistakes or he got it wrong. Sometimes he got it right, sometimes he got it wrong. And we identify with that because that happens to us. In Acts 10, Peter's filled with the Spirit. Like he's doing it and he's done some amazing things. He got up and he was like the evangelist and 3,000 people got saved in Acts chapter 2. And the church was born. And in Acts 10, we see him. He's hungry and he's like waiting for his food. So he goes and he prays. And God gives him this vision about how the Gentiles are to be a part of the church. And that the Gentiles weren't going to need to become Jews first before they became Christ followers. But it's a really cool picture of Peter struggling with that. Because at first he's like, no, I'll only eat the clean things, Father. I'm not going to do that. I've never ate anything unclean. The reason I share that is I felt like this VBS that we went on as a family, it invited all of us to that point where hopefully it stirred deep in our hearts something where we're like, no, God, this is what I'm going to do. This is what's right. But hopefully God softened our hearts and our grips to say, okay, God, what are you doing? Would you open my eyes? May I be a part of that? We're all on a journey. We can't stay safe. There's a finish line, right? It's not like when we get this new label, when we're justified, we have this new label, it's done, it's all over. But we're in this race that runs our whole lifetime. And we're not given a pass to say, okay, you're saved, you're justified, take it easy, figure things out. But rather the Spirit lives in us and we're invited into this race, this journey, that God has a plan, and hopefully every year it's something different that God's working on. Because the only finish line is death or Christ's return. And so no matter what stage of life we're at, we're not really given an excuse of don't worry about it. You can take it easy. Just sit on the sideline. But even as like Leo was sharing, just this different stage of life that he's at now. Thank you, Leo, for sharing. You didn't know what I was talking about. But it's so perfect of just like, we don't just get to opt out anymore. We're part of God's kingdom and part of what he's doing. Also, church, it's not just this individually thing of for each of us, but as a church, we need to let Jesus lead and build his church. So why have VBS or Sunday school or kids club or youth group or small groups or adult Sunday school? Well, to invite us into spots that I think make us uncomfortable sometimes, to give us opportunity to lead others, to be part of conversations where people are asking questions that we haven't asked for 20 years. It's good for our heart. It's good for our journey. I want to pray right now, and I'll invite the worship team to come back up. Father God, thank you for inviting us into your family. Thank you that we can call you Father, that we are adopted into your family, and that you've given us this new label. I think of VBS this past week and how we talked about the stain of sin being washed off of us. The presence of sin loses power over us. Father, I pray that you would just continue to do something new in our church, that we would be faithful in following you. I pray for our council. I ask that you would just continue to give them vision and answers for the future. I pray for us as your body, that we would do what you ask us to do, that we would get involved in the different roles and different ministries, that we would step out in faith, that we would listen to you. I pray that you give us soft hearts and a boldness that just comes from you. And lastly, Father, I want to pray for those who came this week who did not know you yet, but they were challenged and introduced to you. I pray for those seeds, Father. I pray that they would land in soft soil and in rich soil that you will cause to grow. And there will be a harvest that is greater than anything that we can imagine. I pray specifically for the person that Pat had a conversation with. I lift them up to you and just ask that you would continue to reveal yourself to them. And they would be surprised at how many times they run into you this week. That they would stop running from you and run to you. I love you, Jesus. Praise all in your name. Amen.
Please stand as we sing together.